Many residents say Hazleton is still a divided city. While some Spanish speakers build new lives, longtime residents are conflicted about the city's cultural change. Elizabeth Fiedler of member station WHYY visited Hazleton, and she brings us this story.
It's not hard to find a Latino business in Hazleton these days.
We have an insurance agent, we have a lawyer, we have a cafeteria, we have a migrant education program.
That's Amilcar Arroyo, the publisher of a local Spanish language newspaper. He says Latinos are now firmly establishing themselves as a part of Hazleton.
Children that came with their parents 10 years, 7 years ago, at the age of 11, 12, right now they are in the college. Some of those, they already graduate from college. They are fully English speaking. They don't speak with accent like me.
This isn't the first time Hazleton has seen a wave of change, says Mayor Joe Yannuzzi, who was born and raised here.
After the war, mines went down, silk mill picked up and left, the union dispute, and the town crashed.
Yannuzzi says in time there were vacant storefronts, and kids who graduated from high school moved away. Now Yannuzzi says the immigrants have added children to the city's aging population and filled empty storefronts with businesses.
And now it's like maybe 90-85% filled. We're happy with that. I just have a problem with the illegals.
Hazleton resident Chris Dorenzo agrees.
I'm all for coming to America and experiencing the American dream, but doing it the proper way, through the proper channels, is the right thing to do, and a lot of that is not being done here.
Dorenzo says, in his opinion, the city's change has not been for the better. Longtime Hazleton area residents are responding to their new neighbors in different ways.
They remind me of my grandparents. My grandparents came here from Italy, never spoke English. My mother went into the schools speaking only Italian.
Elaine Madden-Curry helped found a group called Concerned Parents of the Hazleton Area.
We roughly have about 80 to 100 adults who volunteers from the community teach English different times of the day, different days of the week. We have 43 new American citizens as a result of our classes, and we also do children's programs.
But the city does face some serious problems, says Chief of Police Frank DeAndrea.
One is drugs. You know, one is gangs, but there are as many white and black members of this entire Hazleton area involved in gangs as there are Latinos.
DeAndrea, who was born and raised here, says the language gap between new and old residents makes the job of policing even harder.
I need to do something as the chief of police to get them to be able to communicate with half of the community that we serve. It's only fair to those victims, and it's only fair for us to be able to do a thorough investigation. I need to bridge those gaps quickly.
Demographer Kevin O'Neill says immigrants are coming to Hazleton, not just for jobs, but also cheap housing, friendly communities, and good schools.
Just dealing with illegality won't change demographics. It also matters whether communities have the resources to deal with things like rising school enrollments and to be able to provide English language training and to be able to sort of integrate people and bring them into their community.
O'Neill says on a national level, offering undocumented people a path to citizenship could help by taking illegality out of the equation and by cooling down the political fires. But he says that will not solve all the challenges facing places like Hazleton. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.
And you're listening to NPR News.